Blackstone Audio presents Diet Cults, the surprising fallacy at the core of nutrition fads, and a guide to healthy eating for the rest of us, by Matt Fitzgerald. This book is read by Stephen R. Thorne. For Devante, it is not what enters into the mouth that defiles the man, but what proceeds out of the mouth. This defiles the man. Matthew 15:11. Chapter 1. Forbidden Fruit. When I was in college, I attended a debate between a philosopher and a theologian. The two men squared off over the question of God's existence. The theologian scored a knockout when he got the philosopher to confess his belief in objective morality and then delivered a logical proof demonstrating that only God could be the source of objective morality. The funny thing is that, according to the Bible, morality did not come from God. It came from food. It says so right there in Genesis, on page 1, as a matter of fact. We all know the story. The world is newly created, and only one man inhabits it. God plants a special tree in the Garden of Eden and tells Adam, "From any tree of the garden you may eat freely, but from the tree of knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat from it you will surely die." Unfortunately, Adam's wife, Eve, who is created immediately after this warning is delivered, falls under the influence of a talking serpent and eats the forbidden fruit, and Adam, choosing loyalty to his wife over obedience to God, as I'd like to think I would have done in his place, eats too. Instantly, the couple becomes ashamed of its nakedness.